Have you ever seen an angel, an extraterrestrial, or a UFO? Are you interested in the phenomena of walk-ins, indigos, starseeds, or hybrids? Does the thought of the paranormal excite you? Are you drawn to spirituality, health, healing, and wellness? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Conscious Awakening Network.
Welcome to Spiritual Happy Hour. We are so happy that you're here. We are serving up spirits. Right? I want to thank the master, Randy Luna, for his wonderful music that you just heard. You'll get to hear some more later on. And I'd like to thank Joy Roby. Because I like her. She's so good. She's so powerful. And you know, I like to tell stories, too.
I was wondering where she was going with that. So, Marilyn.
Yes, Joy.
You know that song, I Feel Good,
na-na-na-na-na-na-na, like I knew that you would, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. No, I never heard of it before.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Because I got
you.
Me.
Wait, you changed the words.
I know.
Why would you always change the words to everything?
I know, but because it's so important that we feel good about ourselves.
Well, it's good, important to feel good about you and me.
I know, but that's not what my talk is about.
I like to mess
it's
her up
so
every once in a while.
That we feel good because of ourselves and not because of something outside of ourselves.
Is that how you can be 100% or you be a part of the 1%?
Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, we talk about this all the time, right? The
yes.
feeling of things. It's such a great way to start your day. Just wake up and immediately sing out loud.
I feel good.
I feel good.
Na, 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 na. Like I knew that you would.
Na, 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 na. Oh, and dance it out. I feel good.
Na, 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 na.
Like I knew. You know, you can dance in your bed.
Yes.
Right?
Bed dancing is always fun.
Well, if you do this every day, you'll become part of the 1%. Because this little habit of starting your day off really good is all about you. It's a small daily 1% change that you can incorporate right now that will literally rock, pun intended, your world. You do this until it becomes a habit, and suddenly every day you're doing it. It takes 21 days to break a habit. So in this case, waking up any other way than feeling good, and then 21 more days to create the new habit. It's like the fairy tale of Snow White. Remember? mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And then the mirror tells you, you are. If you believe you are, you are. And that's exactly what it says in A Course in Miracles in lessons 11 through 15. The world I see reflects my thoughts. So if I see suffering and loss, I'm not going to camp out there. No way. I guard my thoughts. When I first started my journey down this spiritual path, I had to quite literally turn off the news. It was so difficult for me to keep my thoughts positive. All kinds of negative thoughts crept in. Judgmental, guilty, angry. They would be in my head, and in the next thing I know, I was feeling it in my body. Does this happen to you? Feel free to share in the chat. I was not part of the 1%. I remember reading Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be, a book a friend of ours gave to us, me and Marilyn, back when we first began working with Adironda. She loved us so much, and she loved our mission in life to help others feel loved. She could see, though, we were in our own way of success. I don't remember which principle it was, but it was about taking 100% responsibility for our life, and we both committed to it. I mean, seriously, that one principle changed my life in such a big way for the better. After I made the habit of waking up singing I Feel Good, I took on the 100% responsibility thing. It was one of those 1% changes I glommed onto. And at first when I read it, I thought, yeah, sure, I do that. I take 100% responsibility. But then as I became aware of my thoughts, remember, that's why we wear these stretchy bracelets. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, watch any other spiritual happy hour. It's to help us change our thinking from negative to positive. I realized I was not being 100% responsible for my life. In fact, in so many ways, I was a victim, as Randy taught us with American Sign Language. You know, this person did this to me. I never have enough money. I don't have time to take good care of myself. I have to work all of the time. Victim. And it's not my fault. It's for that other reason. The 1% principle of being 100% responsible for my life changed my life for the better so much that I like to say I take 150% responsibility for my life. So when shit happens, and it does, it happens to us all of the time. That's part of the human journey. So how you deal with it is what really matters. Now, I'm not a religious scholar by any means, but this seems to be one of those things that crosses all religions. It's a universal truth. Even Jesus, having been persecuted and hung on the cross, said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's a metaphor. He could have chosen to be a victim. He could have said, "Man, those Romans," but he chose to see it differently. And what he saw was that most people have no control over their thinking. And this causes fear. And then they do things that they regret because they're blaming and someone gets hung on a cross. I mean, Jesus is up there hanging on the cross, all those people throwing rocks at him. And he chose to take responsibility for his thinking. And rather than be angry and resentful, he said to himself, "Man, this is a really good lesson." He used it to teach us all about forgiveness, which freed him. Forgiveness is your get out of jail free card. But that's a whole other lesson, another mind-blowing moment. Because when you can own a situation and find something good about whatever it is that happens, your mind can actually accept it and learn from it. And then you evolve. You don't remain stuck. But when you hang on to something, like I did for decades, angry because I felt like something had been taken from me, I was a victim. I was hanging on the cross. I did not evolve, and I did not feel good. I did not wake up every morning singing, "I feel good, na, 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 na." I was stuck, and it showed up in my life, and it was being reflected back to me all around me. I had money problems. No matter how much money I made, it wasn't enough. I would create some issue that would take it away. I had health problems, constant digestive issues. It was almost like I couldn't digest life. And here's a really wild one. My eyesight was getting worse and worse. I went from 20/20 vision to suddenly needing glasses. I didn't need glasses until I was well into my 40s. And the doctors told me it was just a natural part of aging. Don't believe that. Just look around you. Why do some people need glasses and others do not? But then, each year, I needed a new prescription because my eyesight got worse and worse. Until 2015. That's when I took 100% responsibility for my life. That's when our friend gave us the book. That's when I chose to begin embracing a single 1% habit every day. Because life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. And I am not the first person who ever said that. Everything's a gift. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And the universe does have your back. It took me about 7 years of breaking the habit of being a victim. I really had to work at it. 1% every day. Just working on one new habit for 42 days at a time every day. Until I had new habits. That's why, to this day, once again, you'll see Marilyn and I both with these stretchy bracelets to guard our thoughts against judgment, anger, and resentment. Literally, any kind of negative thinking. But you know what? I feel good, na 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 na, like I knew that I would, na na na. And when shit happens, because we know it does, I ask myself, what is this really about? What am I to learn from this? How can I feel better about this situation? I promise you this works. It works 150% of the time. And when I do have a shitty thought, because they do creep in, remember, I'm vigilant about it. I just recognize it. I let it go. No judgment, just part of the human experience. And I do my best to turn that thought around somehow. But I don't camp out there. Diligence, I'm still a work in progress. I take 150% responsibility for my life. I meditate every morning. And for me, I do ACIM, A Course in Miracles. Those lessons are like glue in my life. They're daily reminders that help me choose and stick to happiness and to joy and to peace and to the 1%. It's a 1% effort every single day. You know, mirror, mirror on the wall. I now look out at my life and I can absolutely say I love it. Oh, and here's one. I used to be terrified of public speaking. Terrified. Maybe you can relate to this. Hung out on the cross on stage. And yet every job I got would lead me to speaking in front of a group of people. And every time my life led to public speaking, I'd quit. Marilyn would constantly try to put me on stage. And at first I'd agree, but then when it was time to be on stage, I'd just disappear. I would create a situation like, for example, I need to go handle registration. But our business was growing. We met Lee Carroll, and he insisted I be on stage with Marilyn Harper. I couldn't say no, so I faced my fear. And at first, I would literally have to go throw up in the bathroom before and after. I mean, I was a nervous wreck. This example is quite literally A Course in Miracles lesson 11 through 15. Why? Because I was having meaningless thoughts before I even stepped onto the stage. That's lesson 11. Like, I'll forget what I wanted to say. And those meaningless thoughts would show me a meaningless world, like, everyone in the audience will see I failed. That's lesson 12. And I'll feel terrible because everyone will see I forgot what I had memorized. And when I'm walking around later on, they'll be looking at me like, there's that woman who forgot what she was going to say when she got on stage. And that'll make me feel even worse. So as I'm thinking about going on stage and all of these things are rattling around in my brain, my body starts to get tense and shake and convulse. And I need to go throw up because it's experiencing this fear that I've completely made up. That's lesson 13. But yet, I know that this is not what God or the universe has intended for me. I mean, this opportunity keeps showing up. This is ACIM lesson 14. God did not create a meaningless world. And I'm realizing I just made up this whole scenario before I even stepped onto the stage. Lesson 15. Wow, right? This is not what the universe has in store for me because I'm recognizing my thoughts and I'm making a choice. If God or the universe didn't want me to step on the stage and speak to you, and at this point, I'm kind of cracking myself up. I'm realizing how ridiculous it is that I'm making up this whole story that hasn't even happened before I've even stepped on stage. And I'm starting to feel really good because laughter does that to you. And now, just before I get ready to speak to y'all on stage, I remember what I've learned and how much better my life is and how simple it was to turn it around. Just 1% every single day puts me in the 1%. Everything is possible, and with that 1% effort every day in 365 days, you completely change your life. James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits, he actually did the math and science in his book. He developed an easy and clear way to develop new habits and break old ones. He basically says, success is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations. And this is exactly what we teach in our Everything is Possible Plerk Shop, Play Plus Work Equals Plerk. The how to create new, life-changing 1% daily habits. So back to Atomic Habits. James Clear says it works like this. Here's the science and math behind it. I'm going to draw it out for you. You could say that a third of your life gets better every year you practice this. The math on it is that 1% improvement every day, which is 1.01 to the 365th power, works out to 37.78% improvement over a year. Yet 1% worse every day, which is 0.99 to the 365th power, works out to 0.03 or 3/100ths worse each year. That's what we call decline. You gain more weight, your health gets worse, your money dries up, your relationships suck. These are all the big ones, right? The math on it actually looks like this. See, you've got your results on the left side and the time on the bottom. And 1% improvement starting at zero starts to work its way up, and 1% decline obviously works its way down. The thing to look at the end of the arrow for improvement is look how it suddenly just starts to do what we call a hockey stick. It starts to just jump incrementally. And yet, James Clear of Atomic Habits illustrates this concept kind of like this. The same idea, right? Results on the left, time on the bottom. The straight line is what you think should happen. The curved line going up is you with 1% improvements every day. That's what actually happens. And that little valley that you see that arrow pointed to, that's called the valley of disappointment. It's because you don't always see those 1% improvements right away. It's just all of a sudden, it shoots up, that daily habit starts to really kick in, and your life changes exponentially for the better. This showed up for me recently because last week I got physical proof. I went to get my annual eye exam, and guess what? For the second time in a row, my vision had actually improved. That's right. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I was actually physically seeing the world better. I quite literally needed a week of prescription. I needed less help to see the world. I was seeing the world as beautiful. It's literally showing up in my world. Wow, right? So I'm going to have some new glasses here shortly, and you'll see how it changed for me too. I feel good, na 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 na, like I knew that I would, na 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 na. And you can too. Feeling good, 1% change daily, puts you in the 1% club. So let's see what Adaronda has to say about James Brown's song, I Feel Good. I wonder if they'll sing it. They used to not sing, but lately they've been singing. We're going to take a 10-minute break. You can enjoy the amazing channeled music of Master Randy Luna. He is so gifted. He feels good too. Na, 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 na. And then, of course, a message from Adaronda. Na, 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 na. Enjoy.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Ho, ho, ho. So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. It is good day to you. Good day to you. Good day to you. Good day to each of you. I feel good, huh? And you have to go, na, 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 na. That is your part, right? We'll try that one more time. I feel good, huh? There we go. You know, it is like every single day when you decide that you feel good, you at least have a chance. And in that aspect, you are working towards the feeling and the being that you are presenting in the world. And that energy goes out, as you know, 26 feet, because that is how big your energy field is. And when it goes out 26 feet, everyone that comes through you, through that energy, sees, feels, experiences that frequency. That is why the energy is coming in this capacity. Now, we want you to know that the Joy told a story about her having stage fright on stage, but it was actually worse than what she says. Huh? We remember her staying up late at night memorizing a talk, memorizing it. And then when the vessel Marilyn introduced her, she was nowhere to be found. Huh? Understand that your greatest fears are what you are here to overcome. Your greatest fears are what you are here to embrace, learn from, expand through, and develop a new program that is running in your system. So know that if you are fearing something, the universe indeed will bring it directly to you. You see, in that frequency of being a power-filled energy of light, which you are, yes? In that power-filled energy of light, there's all sorts of molecules and all sorts of energetic connections and all sorts of experiences that you are having. You have maybe 200,000 thoughts coming into your brain every minute. Now, when that happens, how many of those thoughts are positive and how many of those thoughts are not? We are asking you, dearest ones, to be aware of the positive energy that is coming to you and through you. You are indeed a reflection. So if you are having a bad day, that means there is something in the universe that is reflecting back upon you. If you are having a bad experience, there is something you get to learn from that. We know we can tell you this over and over and over again. But you know what, dearest? We love you so much that we will continue to bring this information to you until you receive it. And then we'll start on something new, huh? As you understand the frequency of feeling when you are creating that energy, the Joy says that we are the 1% of the population, or 1%. We ask you to be 25%. You know now there are 25% light workers on this planet. So the energy is expanding and growing of positivity. The information of being 100% responsible that brings you out of the victim mode. Now the lowest vibrational frequency is shame, blame, and guilt. Are you ready to stop playing that game? You know, so many times when you are blaming something or feeling ashamed about something or feeling guilty for something you did or did not do or you thought you did or did not do, that plummets your vibrational frequency. Plummets. It allows your vibrational frequency to be laying around somewhere on the floor, writhing in pain. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you be conscious of where you are and what you are thinking and feeling and saying? Now, that is not to say that you cannot have sad days or be sad about something or be angry about something. That is not to say that you are always in one level. God, Source, gave you thousands of emotions, and you really are to use them all. And yet, so many times, people seem to get stuck in the negative spiral. When they get stuck in that negative spiral, then they get depressed and then they get angry and then they start bringing depressed, angry people close to them. So that reinforces that energy. Well, dearest beings of light, we are here to help you shift that consciousness. We are here to activate your presence into a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, a new way of being. So when you have a feeling of, I am so depressed, every time you have that thought, that is your purchase order. So stop the thought, even midstream, and say, what is this about? And then get up physically and shift the energy. Oh, I'm so sad. It is all right to be sad. Set a time limit on it. What are you sad about? Realize that energy will continue as long as you allow it to continue. Oh, I'm so angry about this and this and this and this. This is what's happening in the news. This is what's happening in the world. Well, every time you say, I am so angry about this, the universe creates more of this. You know this. So why do you continue to do it? We're going to ask you to ask your world to do something very proactive. Are you ready? Take a deep breath. Every time you start going into one of those spiraling energies that you know logically is not in your highest good, you say to yourself, shift, and the world around me shifts. In fact, let's ask your guidance system, your universe, your world, your environment to interrupt you, to ring a bell, have a dog bark, have something else bark, have someone come into the room, have a door slam, have a window, a noise, something physical that will interrupt your thought. So you will have the moment to say, I need to shift. And therefore the world around me will shift. Are you ready to take that challenge? Are you ready to see how the universe, with your intention, will rearrange itself and interrupt you every time you go into that, oh, I'm so depressed, oh, I'm so sad, I'm so angry, blah, 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 old story that you keep telling yourself? Because we don't believe that that is the true story you wish to be living. It is time for proactivity, because we want to see you every morning and every night in your bed as you are laying down or waking up, thinking to yourself, maybe even out loud. I feel good. Na 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 na. Because I knew that I would. Ah, dearest, we love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We are you. And we feel good too. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Conscious Awakening Network. You can download our free apps through your cell phone app store, Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, or visit our website at www.consciousawakeningnetwork.org.